You are going to be so happy you pressed play on this episode. I'm Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. Today is a pop culture day.
One pop of our faves. Video. Did you watch those?
Do you remember those? They were the best.
No, I don't. What's a pop-up video? I literally sang this the same songs. But yes, I of course.
Thank you for singing that, and thank you.
What
for
was it? MH? No, now I'm not gonna.
VH1.
There we go. VH1.
MH. MH.
I know, and then I was like, find them,
and you're like, I know
this
everything.
This is wrong. I don't.
Just kidding.
Sorry.
I love pop-up video, and I also love pop culture, and we have not done a pop culture episode in a while, so I'm so glad that you're here with us to talk about a little pop culture. We're going to be getting down into it and discussing the crimes of the Chrisleys, who are most famously known for reality TV show.
You've seen the show, yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Are you an avid watcher, or are you...
No, because to be honest, the show itself was kind of boring until they started to get some of the legal stuff in. We started watching it because if you've seen Todd Chrisley, he's a little extra and his family's super rich and like knows they're super rich. That part always appeals to me because, you know, gotta love the rich people. But it was also like towards the end started to get kind of boring, but then in true reality TV fashion, kind of train wrecky, which makes you want to watch. You know, I love a good train wreck reality TV. So it was not a number one in our house, but if it was on, for sure we were gonna watch it.
Same here. I like it as a good background noise. So it's I'm not gonna turn it on.
Yes.
But I'm gonna watch it. And I still watch it to this day. It's still a show that I will allow to run in the background.
I recently learned that it didn't get canceled until like March of this year. So there's
it was
spring off shows where it was
and
like
they were doing it with like the grandma. Yeah.
Oh, the grandma. She's something.
She is something.
They're
all something.
They really are. And we're going to talk about a good lot of them today. But first, do you have a show and tell for us?
Okay, I do. My show and tell is Hydrant. And it is a hydration supplement. They sent me this little care package with a water bottle.
I love that.
I know. And it has blood orange, lime, and then there's like one other flavor in the packet, and then with the water bottle they sent elderberry and lemonade, and they're so good. I am all about a water enhancer, especially like an electrolyte water enhancer, because if you are not drinking water with electrolytes, your body isn't absorbing the water in the way that it should be, so you're just, you know, you're just over hydrating yourself. You're not hydrating yourself the best possible way. You could drink less water and be more hydrated, which as a runner girl.
And as somebody who hates to drink water, I don't want to drink water for no reason.
They have a ton of different flavors. I saw a watermelon flavor on their website, which I thought was great. I did not pick the flavors that I got, but they sent me like a 3-pack again.
Okay.
I love them, but you can buy them in just different... You can buy a whole 30 pack, you can buy variety packs, et cetera, watermelon looked the most interesting to me. That's on the current site, and it was like front and foremost, like when you signed on. But again, it is called Hydrant, and that is Hydrant. And it has no synthetic colors, no stevia, no artificial sweeteners, and they also add in potassium, magnesium, and zinc. So I asked them for a code, and we will see. And either way, we will leave all that in the show notes. Okay. I think you can grab them on Amazon as well. I just thought they were so great, and I'm all about an electrolyte drink. I tried the ones from Thrive the other day, the Ultima ones or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're trash. They're not good. Don't get those.
Do you do liquid IV at all? I know it used to be like solely at Costco, but now you can get it like all over.
So I used to want to be a liquid IV girly, but they have. Okay, so I do think sugar in your drinks and everything like that is fine. Again, because also that turns into carbs and yada, yada, yada. And so I do a lot of high sugar things for my run. Like I will straight up sometimes eat like candy to fuel on my run.
Yeah.
Help with all of that. But liquid IV has a bunch of sugar in it. Like a bunch of sugar in it. And so that's fine. It also has some other stuff that wasn't as clean as they made it seem. I think liquid IV are hyped.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the taste. Yeah, I'm always looking for good ways to hydrate. So can't wait to see if they give us a code. And also hear more about other options. I bought Chris some Prime the other day. They use coconut water in theirs that you can get in the little sticks. He took it on his last trip, and I thought they had like a bomb pop one, like that was like, you know, like a popsicle. Mm-hmm. I didn't check the sugars out, but it, like, the taste wise, it wasn't too salty, and it still tasted like good. You know, like sometimes I feel like electrolyte drinks, they're just too salty for me. I don't like them.
Fair enough. Sometimes I feel like they have like a weird artificially flavor.
Yes.
Too. I think that's why Hydrant is different, because it is also made with fruit juice. Like it's made with real fruit juice too.
Right. Which
so it's like a powdered fruit juice.
It's better for the sugars, which I love.
So now we're ready. We're ready. And we're here to talk about the Chrisleys. I did not realize the amount of like in depth that we would be going into with the Chrisleys. These are some crooked people. Crooked people. Amy's going to start us off to tell us about what you probably already know, Todd and his wife, Julie, they're in jail. And here's why.
What the Chrisley Knows Best, which was their like first original show, they were recently sentenced to a combined 19 years of prison after being found guilty of federal fraud charges and hiding their wealth from tax authorities. The couple reported to their respective prisons in January. Todd Chrisley is serving 12 years at federal prison Camp Pensacola in Florida, while Julie Chrisley reported to the Federal Medical Center in Lexington, Kentucky, for her 7-year sentence. I tried looking into why she's
Why she's in the medical. Oh, okay.
And that was my question too. Yeah, I tried looking into that because I'm like, what the hell? Why would she go to the medical center? And it turns out they have a sister campus that's minimal security, but also she's a breast cancer survivor. So maybe those things kind of came into play, but also could be overcrowding. Who knows? But I feel like when they send somebody to a medical center, I'm always like, okay, well, what's the deal? What's happening? Because I know that like jails are not notoriously great for good healthcare. So I'm not sure. I don't know. So who knows? But she's in Lexington, maybe for a transfer, but maybe that's where she'll be for her entire time. On September 8th, it was confirmed by the Federal Bureau of Prisons that Todd Chrisley will be released on January 22nd, 2033, which is 2 years less than his original sentence. Julie and her sentence, they were reduced by 14 months, and she's now going to be released on October 19th, 2028. That seems weird to me that they're already announcing their release dates have been shortened, but I guess, I don't know. I don't really understand, but I'm going to lay out the timeline from the very beginning to kind of talk about how we got to where we are today. In March of 2017, Todd Chrisley was originally investigated in Georgia. That's where they were living. So that's the dad. He's like the patriarch of the family. He was under state
investigation. He's a very like flamboyant man that you've been seeing with the Chrisleys. If you're ever like, this is very awful. For the longest time I watched because I was like, this guy is such a narcissist that he is quite incredibly gay and leading this Christian like lifestyle where he's pretending like he isn't and da 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 da, because even in the first couple seasons he didn't seem like he was interested in his wife. Does that make sense? Like they very much, and I know it's all in editing and it's just a bad it's nobody's job to question anybody else's sexuality, but I just remember thinking that he was trying to dupe all of America and how dare he do it in such like a public like I wanted to see him get caught with it. Does that make sense? But I guess he got caught with something else.
Something else. And I mean, let's be honest. You can be a flamboyant or an effeminate man and not be gay. Also, either via editing or whatever, I think a lot of America kind of felt the same way about all of that. Those just entering the chat on Todd, he was a real estate tycoon. So I guess easier ways to evade taxes since he worked for himself. That's where he made all of his money. And like, they were loaded and probably because they didn't pay taxes. So that really, that's really great. In August, right, totally helped. In August of 2019, so this is a couple of years later, Todd and Julie were indicted on 12 counts of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. The family accountant was also charged with fraud. And at the time, Todd was swearing up and down that they were innocent, that it was the accountant, that they had nothing to do with this, which I mean,
yeah,
I guess it's possible.
They were saying like, it is, and but it's also not, because they were saying like, oh, we only, they were lying to the bank to get loans for things as well. So they were saying, oh, you know, have our income look like it's this amount, et cetera, et
right.
cetera. And that's also their accountant was coming out saying like, no, these assholes are straight on one hand to lie, fraud the government for
which,
them. And then on the other hand, they're like, oh no, it's all him. I don't understand what's happening.
And which they have like a production company and like all of these other little like side hustles that make it easier for them to say like, put this money here, put that money here, put this money here, which I think on some ends, if you're doing it on the up and up is smart, but on other ends, it makes it very terrifying and also easy to say, I'm going to keep money from you. And the government does not like that, friends. I'm not saying that it's not smart if you don't get caught, but the government does not like that. In October,
they don't need our money. It's like, they apparently really we're don't. Just going to send it overseas, so it doesn't even
work. Well, and here's the thing with that. So we were talking before we started recording. My husband and I just finished Fall of the House of Usher. And as we're talking about this, there is so much similarity to like their rise to fame and like what happened in this story on like what happened in the show. So if you haven't watched it, you totally should. But they were talking about how like there was a line in the last episode that was like, money isn't even real anymore. It's all just an agreement. It's just ones and zeros. It doesn't even exist, which is true. Money, who has cash? It's not like every dollar you own is a real dollar.
I don't know when the last time I have held like actual monies in my hand.
Yeah.
It's been at least 2 weeks. Maybe,
I try to always
maybe a month or two, actually. I don't know.
I try to always have some cash in my wallet, but that's usually just for emergencies. Like, I don't use cash ever. So, yeah. So, money is just an illusion, right?
I'm of the realization that, sorry. I'm on the girl math train, though, where cash to me is like, that's money that's already been spent. So, I also
it's free money
with cash.
It's
in
free
general.
Money. For sure.
It is. Or it's already spent. So, like, there's an accounting whole thing about it. It's fact, and that's math.
Yes, I agree. So, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have cash, which is also maybe what some of the problem was with them going to prison. So maybe you can learn a couple things.
In
October of 2019, the couple settled their Georgia state tax evasion charge, agreeing to pay $147,944.75 to settle the case with the Georgia Department of Revenue, and got a refund of more than $66,000 for the tax years from 2013 to 2016. However, the couple still faced the 12-count federal indictment. At the time, their reps were telling news reporters that while they'd been accused of evading nearly $2 million in taxes between 2008 to 2016, they actually overpaid the state in four of those years, which seems like a likely story. And I mean, at that point, like, why would you do that? So in June of 2022, so we're jumping forward a couple of years, Todd and Julie Chrisley are convicted on federal fraud charges. The trial started in May, and on June 7th, they were found guilty of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. According to NBC News, investigators accused the spouses of submitting false documents to request bank loans and using a production company to hide income from the IRS. So they were convicted in June of 2022, and in November, they're sentenced to prison. On November 21st, Todd was sentenced to 12 years, Julie was sentenced to 7, and their accountant was also found guilty of tax fraud for filing false corporate tax returns on their behalf. Julie Chrisley was additionally found guilty of wire fraud and obstruction of justice. At the time, the lawyers for the Chrisley said that neither of the two purposefully sought to inflict harm upon the banks, and Todd intended to repay the bank loans. Julie's lawyers said she had minimal role in the conspiracy and asked to get probation, restitution, and community service, and the couple's attorney stated at the time that they planned on appealing. Now, isn't that, I mean, I feel like that's a pretty common response when it comes to getting caught. Like, oh, wait, we didn't want to hurt anybody. And like, I'm not saying it's a victimless crime.
I'm all about Todd going to jail. I'm all about both of them going to jail. But also, I do sympathize a little bit with Julie as I, you know, as just a passenger princess here in life over at the Sanchez household. I don't always necessarily know what's going on financially in our household, because that's not for me to know. That's not for me to stress about. I've got my own stresses. I'm in charge of other things. Other things, right. Like, you know, who cares? It doesn't matter. So, but therefore, Roberto and I have had this conversation multiple times. Like, if we lost our house, I would 100% blame him. Like, that would be his fault. Unless he had communicated it with me. Well, yeah. He had communicated it with me and then I was able to cut back on things, et cetera, et cetera. But if the government one day comes and, like, takes him to jail for tax evasion, like, I don't know. That's also my problem, but I understand how she potentially didn't know the ins and outs.
Yeah, I mean, and I get that, and I feel like we've talked about that.
I think Chris could be carted off to jail at any point in time and be like, wait, but Amy said she paid those bills. No?
Absolutely. Well, and I'm the one that typically handles our bills, so absolutely. I think that there's always one person who's kind of the person in charge of the bills. But I also think that, I don't know, when it comes to stuff, I don't know, and maybe I wouldn't, but if I was going to, like, purposefully be deceitful when it came to, hey, let's move this money here, let's move this money here, I don't know, I feel like I would at least say something, but maybe I wouldn't, who knows, that kind of thing, so.
She's just, what if he is just the man of the house and this little old woman, she's just simply too stupid to be put in on the ins and outs because it would just turn her brain and the mush in the vagina would not work anymore. And,
right.
You know, I don't, maybe he's just so very ingrained in those ways that he just simply doesn't think that she has the intelligence. So she shouldn't even be bothered with the ins and outs of it.
And that might very well be. I'm trying to figure out what it is that she did. I don't know if she worked with him or if she was just like a housewife, like she ran the house, you know, because like, well, they had small kids, so I wouldn't say she's just like a housewife. Like, if she was home, she was taking care of kids, I'm sure, if they didn't have nannies, I guess.
And if he was doing real estate, she was helping in other ways. Helping with, like, putting sticks in the yard or
Setting
sending
up
out gifts to the family or setting up open houses, or maybe not the open houses, but, you know, staging even. I don't fucking know.
Maybe she wasn't involved in that stuff, so maybe she had other things to take care of. So you're right. Maybe she didn't really know, but I don't. I do feel like when you tie yourself to somebody via marriage, that can also, there's a certain set of, like, for better, for worse, that you're kind of stuck with. And I'm not saying that everybody should be guilty of
she
this.
She should have.
Times, but.
Exactly. She should have slowly poisoned him and then fed him to pigs. And then she wouldn't have had any of these issues.
She wouldn't have had to deal with any of that. She could have ran off with Dia Abrams. They could be living somewhere together without having to deal with stupid Ben. Their daughter, Savannah, who they have, Todd has 5 kids, but Savannah is both Todd and Julie's together. And she's their oldest, I think, child. And she has a podcast called Unlocked with Savannah Chrisley. And on a November episode of the podcast, this is before they go to jail, Julie Chrisley said she never intentionally tried to do anything wrong. I've never gone out here and hurt a soul, she told her daughter. I've never gone out here and intentionally tried to do anything that I wasn't supposed to do. And look where I'm standing now. Isn't this what people kind of say when they get caught? No one wants to get caught.
I mean, yes.
Their crime is going to hurt people in cases like this, but here we are, right? So in
especially being so public facing too, right. Because now she knows she's going to have to deal with all the viewers' bullshit.
And in January, they head off to their respective prisons. A few weeks later, Savannah gets back on her podcast and talks about how her parents were spending their time being incarcerated. On one episode, she said her father was focusing on his religion. Of course, he was working in the chapel and communicating via email. She said her mother was playing cards and going to church. This sounds like a retirement facility, not so much like jail. Mm-hmm. My mom said she's made friends. She's keeping busy. She's going to church. She's working. She's playing some spades. This to me is such a nonchalant way to explain your parents' time in the clinker. Like, oh, they're just playing cards. They've got a bridge club. Like, they're doing their thing. Like, this sounds like something. Yes, this just does not sound. This does not sound factual to me, but. Here comes Chase, who is their son, their oldest. They have three children together. This is their oldest son. He says the prison environment is a nightmare. He says that he's been visiting them and said that they were living in these conditions are inhumane. They both have no air conditioning. They are both in states where it gets to be 100 plus degrees and there's no air conditioning. I get it. I do. I don't want to live without air conditioning either. That's me. But I don't know that I would call that inhumane.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's hot. It
depends. I mean, I would call it inhumane in Florida during the summer. I would. I would call it inhumane in Texas. I would.
I guess
I think that's inhumane.
I think
And in Louisiana, I would also call it, like, inhumane because inside a concrete... Yes. Have you ever been inside a concrete building in the middle of the summer?
Yes.
It cooks you. Oh yeah, you do summer camps. I don't know why I'm asking. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
But I feel like, and I don't live in a state that it gets that hot. I mean, it definitely gets hot here, but I've spent minimal time in places in the South and it's usually on vacation. I went to Louisiana twice in the summer and wanted to unalive myself. It is so hot there and miserable, and there was air.
It's awful. But
also, I think about, I don't know, and then we're getting into the topic of, like, inhumane. There are folks, I was talking to a friend of mine who used to be a teacher, and she taught in, like, rural Ohio, where people, this was just, like, within the last 10 or so years, and people still didn't have, like, plumbing. So it's like, you want to talk about inhumane, like, there are people that live like this every day. And I'm not saying that that's acceptable, nor do I want to move somewhere where there isn't plumbing. But, like, is it inhumane? People do it. I don't know. I struggle with the word inhumane, but who knows?
I agree. I can agree with that. I can agree and get on board with the fact that that is some verbiage that is very... triggering and brings up a lot of feelings for people
for sure.
It might not be the most accurate representation of, like, his cushy rich daddy playing cards in jail,
right? You know? Well, and I get it, like, you know, we're during the pandemic, they talked about, I heard somebody say, like, we might not all be in the same boat, but, like, we're on the same ocean. And, like, I get that because your boat and my boat are going to be vastly different, right? Like, your vision of inhumane, my vision of inhumane are going to be different. What you consider to be, like, completely unacceptable when it comes to traveling or punishment or whatever is going to differ from what I think. So I think that what often happens, especially when it's, like, a celebrity or somebody who comes from a lot of money, is it's like, this is terrible. And it's like, no, brother, this is prison. Like, this is what happens when you go to prison. I am sorry. And I don't think that they should be treated inhumanely either, but, like, you're being punished, friend. Now here.
Yes, it's difficult. I want to say fuck these people, but also they are humans. And, like, does somebody really have to suffer in order to be better and to learn to be better? Do they really have to be, like, cooking alive in, like, 100 and Amy, like, I live in Texas, you know this. It gets to be 110 degrees in the summer. It's right. got to be 115. And, like, Florida is not the same. Florida is very similar where right. it can get up to, like, 110 in the summer. And it wasn't, like, the that ocean is boiling in my, this summer? I mean,
like, it was so hot. The water yes. in the ocean was, like, boiling. Like, I get, like, and I get that.
Yes.
But, so, I don't know. I feel like there's... It's hard. I have a hard time showing sympathy to somebody who is in yes. jail specifically because they hid their riches like Scrooge McDuck from like other people. I just don't love that. But now this next part, I draw the line. Savannah Chrisley added that her mother's prison has rattlesnakes that just casually slither on the floor in front of her. Her brother clarified.
That's a no.
Her brother clarified that they weren't rattlesnakes, but they were poisonous snakes. So she just said snakes are literally there.
That creeps me out so much to hear that. Like, I mean, rattlesnakes are poisonous. I mean, what poisonous snakes then? Like, what is doing this? Like, what is slithering? Like, and what if you're sleeping? Oh, my gosh. I never saw snakes on a plane, but I'm terrified of snakes on a plane. I have nightmares of snakes on a plane, and I have, in fact, literally never seen it, but I have nightmares of, like, opening the open compartments and then snakes falling down on top of me, and then Samuel Jackson be like, ah, snakes on a plane!
I know.
So I just can't. I cannot with these slithering snakes in their jail cells. It's a big no for me.
Yes, I get it. I'm a no on snakes. I'm okay with snakes. Chris would literally like burn our house out and move if he found a snake in our house. He's not into snakes. I'm like okay with, like, I don't want one in my house, but I also like worked at a summer camp where we had tons of not venomous snakes, but tons of like rat snakes, which are just like, you know, harmless but gross. I don't want them. They're sweet. I don't know. I'd call them sweet, but they like lived in our buildings. And so like we were not like with us, but like in the ceilings and stuff. So like, I don't know. I just think that.
Oh, no, not in the ceilings. Not in the ceilings. No, that took me too long. No.
Yes.
I cannot with the snake fucking dropping down on me, Amy. Like I would.
Well, there were like ceiling tiles. It wasn't like they were just like hanging from the rafters. But at any rate.
What if one just swiggle wiggled while I was standing underneath it, simply would die. Like just would pass immediately.
One time we had a really bad storm and some of the tiles in one of the bathrooms in our office fell in because it had like rain damage and there was a snake like watching people go to the bathroom. It was very gross. It's very gross. But we had people that would also like we had maintenance folks that would come in and like take the snakes out and stuff. In this prison, they're apprehending them by macing the snake. I don't know that that's like the best course of action.
I feel like that's not good. I feel like
no.
Would that mace onlookers too? No.
I mean, you would think.
I one feel time like that would be spicy for the eyeballs.
One time I sprayed mace in my car because I thought it was a good idea. And like that should definitely like, I mean, it wasn't directly in my eyes, but the residual. So I can imagine it's not great.
It was enough.
But I agree. I draw the line with snakes. I'm not okay with snakes.
Okay. Let's talk about the daughter. And this is Savannah, who we've already been talking about, but she has the podcast, right? That her mom and dad have been on. And Todd actually has a different older daughter who we're going to circle around to in a minute. But this is about Savannah, the younger, but also eldest daughter of Julie and Todd.
Correct.
Not at all confusing. They don't have confusing family dynamics at all. Okay. So she is currently dating some man named Robert Shiver. He's a former Auburn University football player, and his ex, Lindsay, which also happens to be her sister's name. Anyways, okay, so his ex, Lindsay, has been accused of conspiring with an alleged hitman to murder him. So Savannah and her podcast says.
Totally fine.
Yeah. Total totes norms, definitely the relationship I want to be getting into. So she says, this guy that I'm talking to, his wife just tried to kill him. She says, it's fine.
Yeah.
Although Robert's wife, you know, again, tried to for real, unalive him. Savannah insists that he's just a normal person. I love it. Is he, though? Is he just a normal person? I don't think he is. So, one, he was an old, like, football player, which I guess fame attracts fame, and it is nice for people to know the situations that you're in, and so, you know, you share similar backgrounds.
Sure, sure.
Whatever. He, so I could see that, but all, like, with his wife trying to get him killed, and then he also, Robert, the boyfriend, admitted to putting a tracking device in Lindsay, his estranged wife's. They're not even divorced, they're estranged.
Yeah.
So he admitted to putting a tracking device in Lindsay's car. I don't love that. And I guess this was because he found a mysterious package containing a thumb drive that had been sent to his house. And additionally, so this is all, like, coming out from the police investigation when his estranged wife went to jail. And he had even told investigators that in the thumb drive that there were pictures, and it seemed to be of his wife, Lindsay, while they were on a family trip to the Bahamas. And he worried about Lindsay being stalked or followed, which is, like, probably terrifying and honestly,
oh my God,
also
no.
Peculiar.
Yes.
It's just weird. So he files 2 weeks later after all this. He claims that Lindsay had an affair in the Bahamas with a local man, which makes way more sense than him thinking that Lindsay was getting, like, stalked. Like, it makes way more sense that homeboy just, like, dropped off a flash drive of pictures of them. So she could look at it instead of him thinking, like, I don't know, he had, like, a creepy person tailing him, but
right.
So yeah. They made, it's just weird. Robert and Lindsay, they both made several calls to the police during the ensuing weeks. And on February 20th of 2023, Robert actually made a 911 call and he asked for help from the police to retrieve his stuff from their house because he was concerned that Lindsay would retaliate violently. And he called again, he called 911 again on April 30th. They actually had, there's several comments that were made that he abused his right to call 911. Apparently he was a very frequent caller of 911 and they don't like when you do that, you guys, don't do that. So he called 911 again on April 30th, saying that Lindsay was driving erratically and tailgating his mother's car, and he worried about Lindsay's mental state and suggested that she might be going through a midlife crisis or having a breakdown. Well, I appreciate the concern. I guess all of this is to say I don't think he's just, like, a normal person, and I love it. But I don't think that's how I would describe him if I was Savannah. He's, like, going through some traumatic stuff, and, like, with her parents being in jail and then him almost being murdered by his ex-wife, like, maybe we should put ourselves in better situations.
Right.
Maybe this isn't a good relationship for you to be in right now. Maybe you need a calming source in your life. And I don't think it's somebody who's, like, yeah, got murderers for hire out.
Yeah. Don't know how I feel about the calling 911 over and over again. I agree 911 is there for emergencies, but part of me is like, well, what constitutes an emergency? Like, everybody's reasoning of an emergency is different. But when you're a perpetual, like, conspirator, conspiracy person, or you're always concerned somebody's out to get you, like, eventually you are going to become, like, the boy who cried wolf. It's just going to happen. I don't know how I feel about it. But let's circle back to the eldest daughter, Lindsay, who Todd actually thinks was the catalyst for the extensive criminal investigation into the family's alleged tax evasion. Lindsay was on the reality show. I know. Bah, bah, bah. She was on their show, but made her last appearance in 2017. And for reference, the show was canceled in March of 2023. So super recently. So from 2017 to 2000.
I think she was in season one and that was it. Like, she literally appeared in, like, maybe season one.
So her last appearance was long before her biggest feud with her father first made headlines, but it's understood she left the show because Todd and her didn't see eye to eye with her at the time husband. His name is Will Campbell, partly because their relationship was just too conflicted at the time. So an altercation between Lindsay and her stepmom, Julie, may have also played a role in her decision to quit the show. Not that biological parents are always relevant, but Julie is Lindsay's stepmom, and Todd has two children from another marriage, Lindsay and then Kyle, who is his son. And then
actually has custody of the grit. Well, he doesn't anymore, but Savannah actually has custody of one of their kids. And it's all super fucking messy. And in my personal opinion, that's messy.
Yes, it's very messy, but also super, I don't know. I always think it's really admirable when people take in other people's kids, because I think that's really hard. But they have three children together, Julie and Todd do, and that's Savannah, Chase, and Grayson. Like Z said, Savannah now has custody of Grayson and then also Chloe, who is Kyle's daughter. But I digress. Back to Lindsay. Todd took issue with his daughters allegedly spreading negative stories about them in the press, describing it as heartbreaking to endure. And in 2019, which is 2 years after she left the show, Lindsay came forward with a new round of allegations, saying that Todd took issue with his daughter allegedly spreading negative stories about them in the press, describing it as heartbreaking, which, of course, it's heartbreaking to talk about your family members. In 2019, 2 years after she left the show, Lindsay came forward with a new round of allegations saying that Todd, her father, and Chase, her brother, were blackmailing her by threatening to release a sex tape of hers unless she kept quiet about the incident. It is thought that this was the fraudulent activity.
Like, the fuck? And why would they buy that? I wouldn't want to buy my brother's sex tape on the off chance that I would accidentally press play when it got sent over, and then I could never, I would never be able to see again. I just have to remove my eyeballs.
Scrub your eyes out. I mean, there's just no thank you. And also, I don't care how much I'm mad at my siblings. If I knew they had a sex tape, number one, don't want to watch it. But number two, I don't want other people to watch that.
No, I'm not going to blackmail them with that.
It would make me so sad. And also, handle that. Handle that shit over text messenger like a normal person. Like, and don't just
slut shame each other.
Okay.
We can do what we want to do. And that's so nasty that two men in her fucking family, like not even her husband, decided that they were going to profit in certain ways off of her sex tape.
Right. I think, fortunately, unfortunately, we are not slut shaming in this podcast at any point in time. I don't think the sex tape was with her husband. I think that was the other part of the problem.
Todd also came out and was like, yo, we were trying to keep these extramarital relationships with so-and-so and so-and-so private for sake, yada, yada, yes. yada, which yes. is also like, what the fuck, why are you, I don't care if your daughter is coming out saying that you touch children, you don't come out and say things, she didn't, but you don't come out and say things against your child too. It's not gonna wash it away. It's not gonna make it better. It's not a tit for tat.
It's yucky. We just don't do that. It gets very, I don't know, just malicious, and I'm not a fan.
And you're supposed
to
be the adult in this situation. If you are quite literally the parent,
right?
Not the way to win an argument isn't always to say something. You could just quite literally say nothing and just let it play out. You don't have to make a response. You could just not make a response. You know when certain things are okay. So remember here recently with the whole Joe Jonas Sophia thing.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Her camp never came out and said anything. His camp tried to destroy her entire life. She obviously won. She obviously won. Everybody was on her. All of America. Not that it matters who's on your side. It matters what's right and what's wrong.
For sure.
And not people's perception of it. However, like 100% I stand with Sophia or Sophie, whatever her fucking name is, Turner. I stand with fucking Queen Sansa. That's what I stand with.
Well, and that's the thing. And I feel like we could go on and on about all these, you know, breakups in the media, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Like, when you're out there, I do care who's hurting who and who's not. But like, when you're out there just rubbing somebody who you claim to love so much and is like a parent to your children or that you've been with for a really long time, you're just like rubbing their face in the dirt. Rude. Like, just, and when you keep your mouth shut, and then those are the people that typically come out on top because they're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no need for him to retaliate with his words against his own daughter in the media. At this point, he had enough years under his belt where he should know better.
Yes. And they had another family member that blackmailed them too, right?
They do. Okay, they did. So Todd's brother, Randy, he was married to a lady. Her name was Pamela. Back in 2016, Pamela was arrested after she attempted to blackmail the Chrisley clan by threatening to sell a story about them to the National Enquirer. Todd tackled the rumors head on in an Instagram post. He said, Pamela has been involved in a scheme with other individuals in GA and SC to extort hundreds of thousands of dollars from our family because my brother filed for divorce from her. However, Radar Online also reported on a 2016 arrest involving Randy and an allegation of shoplifting. Okay, so apparently Randy, Todd's younger brother, had been arrested for attempting to steal $22 worth of candy from a Dollar General store, which, like, wow, the paperwork. As an old retail manager, like, you for real got somebody arrested for $22 worth of candy from a Dollar General store? That's a lot of candy. And also, that's a lot of paperwork for $22? Like, that's not even a real, you have to steal a certain amount at a way. We used to let people steal a certain amount because then we could really get them.
Right.
And I know $22, isn't it? I think it's $500 in the state of Texas. Now, I don't know about other states. This is crazy. I cannot believe he was blackmailed.
For sure.
And his brother went to jail for shoplifting, and apparently the ex-wife, she filed because she needed money from the divorce. It just is all very confusing. Like, what is happening with this family? What is happening?
And then this isn't even to mention,
you guys, the oldest son and why they have custody of Chloe.
Right. And I think it's really hard because he wasn't on the show. And so, like, he doesn't need his shit aired on television, but, like, he's a recovering addict.
He
had, like, a lot of issues. So he got his kid taken away and they are raising her. He still doesn't have custody, but, like, from what I read, I think he's working on it. And he also has some mental health things, but, like, there's just a lot happening with this family. And you would think too, if that's your stitch, like, you've got a couple baby mamas, you've got lots of issues, you're, you know, defrauding the government, like, don't have a reality show.
Yeah. Especially when you're all like, they were very much Jesus too, which I just feel
they alluded to being
is a bad representation.
Pretty wholesome, yes. Like,
yes,
you know, we're just this normal family and we're doing this and that. But I mean, as with most reality shows, I feel like the more it went on, the more you're seeing, like, oh, that's not as wholesome as I once thought it was. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm not a fan, but they are in prison.
Yeah, who would have thought that they had this many crimes in their family?
Right. It just...
Tax evasion, blackmail, a sex tape, addiction and... You know,
right. Addiction and $22 worth of shoplifting. Come on.
There you go.
Seriously.
And that's just what we know.
Right. But it also goes to show the more money you have, the easier it is to sweep stuff under the rug. And unfortunately, they were in that pocket where they had a lot of money, but not enough money to say like, oh, well, we're going to let this slide. And now they're serving their time. I love when we do pop culture. I love when we talk about
it's so fun.
The little pieces of our world that, I don't know, that Z and I hold very close. They're like practically members of our own family. So super fun to chat about it. See you next time for another episode of True Crime. I don't know what we're talking about. What are we talking about next time?
FarmersOnly.com.
Yes. Next episode is going to be another different one. We're talking about FarmersOnly.com crimes or dating crimes.
It's a weird month. We felt like being weird. So you know, here we are. Share us with your friends so we can
all be weird together. I love when we switch it up though. It's going to be great. So see you back here next time for another episode. Can't wait to chat with you then. Until then, find us on all of the socials and send us your recommendations and recommend us to a friend. Goodbye.
Bye.